FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. All right. So, A couple of things. So yesterday we talked about the Grand Bahama Power Company and its outages. Nothing changed yesterday. The outages continued. But I'm told how reliably well, if they want to dispute it, they could dispute it, but I think reliably so, that a combination of things are happening at the Grand Bahama Power Company. One of which, that they have had some extensive overhauling of their equipment, some of their equipment, and that they may have not, that overhauling may not have gone as well as it ought to have gone. So that created some challenges. I am told that, you know, I asked the question, what could have increased in terms of demand in Grand Bahama this year relative to last year, say summer? And in my view, there was nothing that changed because you don't know of any significant new projects, influx of people or that kind of thing. But in fact, I could be mistaken about the demand increasing, not on the basis of new projects or the like, but on the basis that people are definitely drawing more on their air conditioning and cooling systems and the like, in light of this wave of heat that we have had this year relative to last year. And when I thought about it, because as I'm speaking, getting this information, I'm thinking, you know, that's true, because even me, I'm using more of my central air and that kind of thing because it is just too doggone hot and hot for too long a period of time. And so maybe not the number of people using, but the amount of using happening, increased demand. My understanding is that increased demand was drawing on a system that didn't have the supply for it. right? Didn't have the supply for it. Don't ask me why I didn't have the supply for it. I'm told by others, okay, who I think should know that ordinary companies should have an excess of supply capacity, not only for meeting additional demand, but in case some of their equipment goes offline, they then can call on that excess capacity to fill in until. And that should always be the case. Well, apparently that's not the case. That's why all this extensive load shedding is going on. Extensive load shedding. All right, so they have that issue. And so now I understand they can hardly take a generator offline because to do so means they then can't balance out the demand and the supply. And if they do take it offline, and bear in mind, they have to routinely take these generators offline in order to be able to service them. Because if you don't service them, you're going to end up with other issues that could cause the generators to go offline. But even when they take them offline, they can only take them offline for a short period of time because they don't have enough capacity to generate the electricity for the amount they have. Now, I also understand that this load shedding actually happened last summer too, but not as extensively. Not as extensively because, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't, but it did happen, right? So they have that issue. Then I understand that the new equipment was ordered, new generators were ordered, but there was a kind of delay in them coming. So now they are in hand, I understand, and that should allow them to clear up some of this soon. The GPPA says by weekend. I also understand that there are some sensitive equipment that have been put in place that dips in frequency, and that when those dips in the frequency happen, because I learned this from an engineer too, that these power companies have to balance the power generation with demand, and if they don't balance it, they end up, the equipment will go offline. It may go offline for a longer time because of some damages and stuff like that. And so once the frequency drops a certain level, that something kicks in to shut the system off and just to make sure there's no damage. And so some of that has been part of this, these outages as well. So that's what I've been able to learn. Now, if somebody came and gave me that explanation as to their challenges, maybe I get to say, well, you know, did you have a little bit of a planning difficulty or challenge that you weren't able to pick up, that you needed more capacity and to do a more timely ordering so you could get, or did you have a money issue in respect to being able to purchase these things? Because let me explain something to you all. I know how some of you all go, you know. You think that Emera across the world is going to come in and swoop in and rescue its power plant here in the Bahamas. That's not how companies do it. There's several business units as business units, and they expect a business unit to be able to sustain its own self. They don't expect, because I make money across here, I'm going to take the money from across here and put across there. They will do that under certain circumstances, but that's not normal. They expect a unit to be a going concern for itself. So you are generating revenue, you take care of your expenses. That's how any sensible business would do it. If you have multiple chicken shacks somewhere, you would want your chicken shacks to be viable everywhere. Yes, you might have to carry it for a while, but you expect at some point that will be able to take care of itself. So don't think because the power plant here need money for generators that the Emera across the Canada is going to come and drop money on it. That, no, it doesn't work like that. Does not work like that. If they want to do an expansion, they might say, well, we need some more capital. They might go to their shareholders and say, okay, we need more capital for that. But to buy equipment, you better take care of that of your own resources. So they say, okay, well, let's raise the rate. Since the cost is going to go up to us for doing this and providing that and so forth. You don't like it? I might not like it, but I'm just telling you how it works. All right? So if they had come with that explanation, to me, if you came with that body of the explanation, I wouldn't be happy with the outages, but at least I'd understand. somebody wasn't smart enough to sit down and think, can I go to the Republic of the Bahamas, maybe have a community meeting in Grand Bahama? Somebody didn't think that that was worth the while? Something's wrong with Jordan. Absolutely wrong with Jordan. If you don't think that that makes sense. You gotta have courage in leadership, man. You gotta have respect in leadership for people, your customers. That's just good customer service sense. Somebody, even if you sit to the press, sit with the press and say, listen, here is what the circumstances are. I let them ask their questions, you answer their questions, and the press put in the word. Shame on y'all. Get mad at me. As they say, I don't just fly here, I live here. Ah, boy. This text says $357 million. What does that mean? What does $357 million mean? I don't understand that. So, from my point of view, I understand a little bit more, the technical realities that company in Freeport, right? Just still have some issues with the way they communicate with their customers. Can't really feel them on that. And if you're being in with residents and a business, trust me, power company, and I know people listen either from there, or trust me when I tell you, you've upset some people. You've greatly upset some people. And you still have time to do the right thing. Still. All right. So I picked up on an issue that I think has a broader implication than the issue itself. But I wanted to ask you all about how you feel about this issue. So there is a movement, the director of labor said the other day that he would support, the director of labor being Howard Thompson, that he could support a 30-day moratorium on short-term work permits for foreign artists. Right? So, in response to that, the United Artists Bahamas Union president, Anita Times, said that she won't be satisfied with that unless certain issues are resolved. You all heard about this? And she was saying that effective policing of the music and entertainment industries is achievable if the immigration policies and acknowledge UABU as a crucial partner in this effort. So she had previously called, this is according to an article I'm reading from the Tribune, she had previously called on the labor minister to halt the certification of the BMEU's recent election, claiming the election was unconstitutional and so forth. So now they have some infighting within the union. But so as I was reading this, I wanted to ask you all this question. First of all, I'm trying to figure out why halt for 30 days short-term work permits for foreign artists. I don't know how it works, but somebody help me, help me, help me. There are lots of people out there. Y'all are very bright people. Y'all are involved in things, et cetera. Help me understand this. How does a foreign artist get in the Bahamas to work? Right? Anybody could come here illegally and work now. Because, I mean, you know, if you want to sidetrack the customs people and immigration people and just say, oh, well, I'm just coming for a visit, and then you go and work somewhere, that's different. But you ain't coming here, even illegally, unless some Bahamian or some resident here is accommodating you to work somewhere. Am I right or wrong on that? A foreign artist coming here, even the ones who come on a temporary work permit, how are they coming here? What are they coming here for? To work for who? For the permit. Who applied for the permit? Either a Bahamian or a Bahamas resident did the application, right? So, like, why halt that permit? Like, is the government changing a policy related to foreign artists and how they can work? And if so, what is the policy change? And if so, why the policy change? Let's reverse it. Like, America decides, no, we're going to have a work permit halt on foreign artists to America. You're going to come here with your concert from Europe. Don't come here with your concert from Africa. Don't come here with your concert from Latin America. For 30 days, we're not accommodating you. Don't come here with your concert in from the Bahamas. I just spoke to some Bahamian artists. They were in Canada performing. This is during independence and all. I know a number of Bahamian artists, they stay in the States and other places. So what is this about, actually? What is this about? What kind of trade scenario is this? I mean, like, why? Why would you need to halt the work permits for foreign artists? Somebody, if you understand this issue, you could help me, because it runs the thread of a sentiment that's happening in the Bahamas in general. But I want you to tell me if you understand this issue first, and then I talk to you about what that broad implication is. There's other bills to pay. Listen, man, you can't listen. Send me a full sentence so that I can at least understand what you're saying. First, you send me $357 million. Question. And then, that's a question mark now. And then, other bills to pay? What does that mean? You want to have a conversation about something, you got to give me a little bit more information than that. So, can you conceive, you're listening to me, can you conceive of a reason why we would want to, one, halt work permits for foreign entertainers, and then two, work for 30 days, or do it at all? Anybody, please, help me understand why we would do that. Union people ain't listening, entertainers union. People, are you listening? You could help me understand. I'm dead serious. I may not know. I may miss something. But why would we do that? Why would we do that? This is for foreign entertainers now. So does that mean they set up a concert for Beyonce to come here over the 30 days? We'd say, no, we can't give you a work permit, Beyonce. We can't. The other day, Brian McKnight was here. The other day, Janet Jackson was here. She would have, and if she would have gotten caught up in that period, she wouldn't have been able to come do it either. How would this work? How does this apply? There's so many reasons why this is an important question. You say, man, this entertainment, this, yeah, I agree with you, but this policy, this speaks to the way we think. This speaks to our disposition and attitude toward life in certain ways. I'm trying to understand ours. Trying to understand it. Somebody help me. I may just don't understand the entertainment industry. Boy, I wish if I had thought about it, I should have called KB. KB might have been able to help me understand how this goes. What y'all did? Somebody send a text, says, so Mr. Lang, what do you expect from the average people? So it happens because we have all hip to today's social world as a whole, okay? You mean why they would suggest that we need to halt our work permits for foreign entertainers for 30 days, the whole Bahamas in the 21st century would do that. And this is coming from the Director of Labor. So he could support. But the president is saying, no, I there's some other things we need to resolve. What are those other things? What other things to resolve before we have a 30-day halt? Why? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why? What y'all type in it. We're gonna take a break, and then when we come back, I'm gonna read your answers to me before I get into why this is something. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lightning, your host. We'll be back after this break. The storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day to day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.com.
You've asked for it, and so I am back. Kendani Campbell-Moss with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio 96.9... This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
quality.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to See Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. All right, so I hear from nobody much about, you know, like why. I spoke to an artist who said to me, well, I can't understand that either. I mean, like, what do you mean by a moratorium? Is it a moratorium for every entertainer? Said, I can't see how that is conceivable given what Bahama and Adnanis and all these other properties might do in terms of trying to boost their business. And because, you know, if you get certain artists to your property, they have a following and then people come to watch them. And so that's part of the art, that's part of your marketing and promotion. But they also said maybe what they mean is the lower tier entertainers, which would, and in their words, also be a kind of discrimination, because maybe you're talking about some of the Jamaican artists, or you're talking about some of the Creole artists or whoever. And so maybe, and then do you want to do it like that, as opposed to having some means of monitoring who you bring in as artists or something of that nature? As we dialogue in the public about these things. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. We have a text here that says, good afternoon, Z Live. Please let me share this. I am waiting for a government to wake the people up first if you really want to do your job well. So to do that, we dole out a digital wallet to every single person who wishes or needs one. That is a requirement to go forward in the world today. If you disagree, we may stay lost forever. Z, if you like this, maybe you do not read this and give them this for free. Just saying, man, you think too much of yourself. Believe that I would like it. But I dislike or like. Just read things people say about me negatively. You, what has happened to like or dislike have to do with it? When you speak that way, you are fully yourself. Too fully yourself. And I don't know what getting moving forward has to do with everybody having a digital wallet, right? And now why the government should give you what? The government should give you, you want us to move forward, but you want us to be dependent on the government. The government should give me a digital wallet. No, I shouldn't go get one for myself. The government should give me a digital wallet. Yeah, you want to keep people enslaved to getting fish. If I want a digital wallet, I get one. I'm Shivagal. I'm a grown man. I don't have no digital wallet. I do not have a digital wallet. So what? I travel all over the world. I have no digital wallet. I travel all over the world and I have no digital wallet. What did you say? I have all kind of modern equipment. Look at me. I'm speaking to you by radio today, doing what I was doing before the pandemic all over the world. I don't have a digital wallet. Because why? That's such a great revelation for free. Okay. Yeah. So this is part of our challenge with policy, right? So, I mean, of course, when you get information through the press, the media isn't going to necessarily extensively cover any remark somebody makes. And so you don't know what they said in total. But policy pronouncements need to be properly pronounced, okay? If you have a policy idea, you can say, you know, we have a policy idea that we are working on. It's not fully formed yet. And in due course, we expect to release the details of this and it relates to this. You could say that. But if you announce, okay, for instance, in this instance, I could get on board with a 30-day moratorium and you're the director of labor, first of all, that's policy. That is not your domain. Okay? A director's domain in relation to policy is advice, technical advice. To whom? The policymakers. A director announcing support for a policy position unannounced by the government has just put the government in an awkward position. Because if the government says, we're not going to do that, that's not our policy, you now have the director at odds with them. But you don't want that kind of situation to prevail. They could be at odds, but they could be at odds in their internal discussions about a matter. You shouldn't get ahead of the government. So whether you support it or don't support some is irrelevant. As a director, if this has not been announced by the government, what you would want to say is, well, it's something that may be looked at, okay? That the policy directorate might look at, and then we'll see from there. And then the policy directorate might ask the director for advice on the matter, guidance on the matter. And a sensible director would go ahead and do research for the government, get background information, seek to try and find out what best practices may exist in the region, in the world, in relation to a matter, and provide that as a brief to the director, to the public policy director, directorate. And then allow them to announce policy. But it is not the permanent secretary's job, not the director's job to announce policy or to even give their view on a policy publicly. The principal policy advisor in respect of government matters to a minister is a permanent secretary. The principal technical advisor is the director. So you have directors are heads of departments, permanent secretaries, heads of ministries. And their work is to the policy director, not to the public. They work for the public like all public officers and civil servants do, and public officials, but they work. They direct their efforts to the policy directorate and carry out instructions by them and in accordance with the law. Okay? So we need to discipline ourselves and stop making pronouncements that are not, first of all, appropriate to our rules. And then secondly, not fulsome in their explanation so as to provide the public with a rationale for why a thing is being done. We must treat the public like adult, intelligent people worthy of fulsome explanations for the things we are doing on their behalf. And if they agree or disagree, that's up to them. They are free to do that. Stop shooting our mouth off all over the place because somebody put a mic in front of us to talk about this and to talk about that. I'm pronouncing this and pronouncing that. And then all we do end up doing is causing one bunch of confusion. That's not how an intelligent, democratic, participatory democracy should work. We should treat the public like intelligent, curious, responsive, audience of public affairs. That's what we should do, I believe. And if you give people that information, they don't use it, then that's on them. But what they will not be able to say was the information wasn't given. So we need to stop letting media, because in some instances that's what happens, drive how our narratives get out. The media is doing its job. It's curious. It wants to know what's happening. It wants to know what's going on. That's their job. Okay, so they're trying to get information. And the more important, the more interesting, and sometimes the more compelling, sometimes the more salacious it is, it gives them an opportunity to do what they do, which is to give the news to the public. So just because they stick a mic in your face doesn't mean you need to give them an answer just then, especially if you're not prepared for one. You ought always to answer them, but your answer could be, I can't comment on that at this time. I've had many, they could tell you, they called me, said, Mr. Lang, X, Y, and Z, you'd be like to get a comment from me. I said, well, I haven't paid that much attention to that matter, so I really don't know. I'm sorry, I can't. Right? We have to have some more regard for the public in some instances, as I've seen, than we do. We have to. And help people out. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
You're looking for great value, fantastic flavor, and a choice for lunch today. Go to Burger King Nassau and enjoy a King Meal deal for just $5.50, including VAT. Get that signature flame grill taste you love in a Big King Jr. with all the fixings. Served with fries and a drink for just $5.50. Or if you feel like chicken, choose from the Chicken Big King Jr. or a six-piece nugget meal with fries and a drink for just $5.50, including VAT. Satisfy your cravings for those BK flavors you love with the King Meal deal at Burger King Nassau.
You've asked for it, and so I am back. Kendani Campbell-Moss with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze. They're looking for strong investment performance and low fees. Visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you should.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Shivago Lang.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good. I just wanted to say that I appreciate listening to the level of communication that you generally have, you know, in your show.
And thank you, sir.
You were making some mentions just a while ago about artists, musicians in particular, having problems with foreign artists coming into the country and performing. You have any idea how difficult it is for a Bahamian to be able to go to the United States and perform as a job?
I do not at all.
One special occasion.
You mean for a job period, or for as an artist to be able to go perform if invited to perform at something?
That is correct.
If I know how difficult it is?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Does it count, for instance, professional speaker? I've spoken professionally in New York and in Florida. Haven't been accommodated by an entity in the United States. It wasn't difficult for me at all.
Okay. Well, I don't know in relationship to speaking, because I guess you're not, selling a product or competing with anybody in particular. But I know that from colleagues of mine and friends of mine, you know, who used to, and I let's use the word used to because I don't know if they're still doing it now, who have had the opportunity and on occasions, you know, have been stopped at the airport because the U.S. Customs here in the Bahamas refused to let them go because they will be taking a job away from an American if they are doing
that. But that's peculiar. That's peculiar to me because we know so many Bahamian artists who have performed and continue to perform in the United States of America, in Canada, and elsewhere in the world, though. That's really odd to me. I mean, some of them have done exceptionally well. I mean, even if you look at Bahama and all of them, I mean, even, you know, that's just kind of odd to me. First of all, like, you can't come to the Bahamas to perform as an artist unless you are being requested by someone here perform, right? So similarly in the United States of America, would they not have had in hand a request from someone to perform and then have done the people would have had to do the necessary to facilitate their performing there. Mm-hmm. I went up to Minneapolis, and we had all all of Ronnie in there. Mm-hmm. We had the Junkanoo groups and others performing on the mall in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it has not or it cannot happen, but I'm saying that it is difficult to get it to happen. You know,
No, you're saying something different. You're saying you were told that. You don't know that for a fact because you have not been through that process.
I have not been through it, but I am telling you I have spoken, and it is a colleague of mine who has been through it. It has happened to him.
But except that's
anecdotal. Well, too, that Janet Jackson was here just the other day.
Right.
Having Janet Jackson come here is a privilege, not only for Janet Jackson, but for the Bahamas because of the advertisement and the notice worldwide that you will get. But as an artist myself and the president of the Bahamas Guild of Bahamas, you know, it is important that those kind of things happen through a little local organization. Now, you mentioned about the new organization
Hold on. I want to understand. I want to understand.
Talk about the
hold on. Hello. Hi. Union. Hello. Hello. You know, hello.
But that project did not come through anybody. It is like.
But okay. Hold on. Sir.
I'm listening to you.
Okay. Because I want to understand. So I don't want you to go on to another topic. Because I'm not chasing you off. So you're saying if Janet Jackson wanted to come in here or someone like that or anyone, they should all have to go through a local entertainer's, like...
Yes, it is. Let me put it this way. If an accountant wants to come and work for a firm, maybe even their sister firm here, do they have to go through a local firm to be able to get a foreign accountant to come here?
A local firm has to apply for their work permit, but they don't have to go through the accountant association.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. The same thing that if a musician is coming here, they should be going through a local musician's or artist association to get that
Because one of the things
I believe is that any time that a foreigner comes here, a Bahamian artist should also be included to it. And if you, I don't know if you know, but Janet Jackson did not have a Bahamian accompanying her as a lead singer anywhere in her program. My understanding is that the only Bahamian that had any action in that is a DJ. And that does not say anything because agriculture, a plant does not grow big in a small pot. The Bahamas is a small pot. But once you have somebody like a Janet Jackson or Michael Jackson or any other great artist, you know, then the Bahamas then becomes a big pot. And in order to expose our local artists, you know, it is important that they are allowed to get the international, exposure. You know, so my thing is that a lawyer cannot come here and practice law in the Bahamas without going through the Bar Association. So my thing is that we need...
Yeah, that's not apple and oranges, though. No, this ain't apple and apples.
Hold on. All of this that I was talking about are all about the arts. Because even a musician a lawyer, both of them in their own fields are artists. So my thing is if a lawyer has to have to go through the Bar Association, then a musician should have to be able to go through the Musicians Association. You know,
Let me ask you a question now.
Go ahead.
When our Bahamian artists, and we have some who are very significant, when they go, let me give an example. So Bahama to perform in the U.S. has to go through an American Entertainers Association?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
You know that for a fact?
Yes, I know that for a fact.
I can find out from them. I can find out because I don't believe that to be so.
I'm not trying to push nothing on you. I'm trying to give you some information. And yes, you're more than welcome. And the whole idea is to make you and to the rest of the country aware that these are the things that we need to do. Because the president of the immigration union said to me that because you have places like Atlantis that brings in foreign photographers sometimes on a daily basis or weekly basis to do photographs of weddings at their properties. And there are hundreds of Bahamians who are very capable and talented sufficiently to outdo the Americans that they bring in here. But they don't get the opportunity. So until we as the government, develop a partnership with the various unions for the various fields, and it doesn't matter what it is, even if it's the straw workers union, that there should be some kind of relationship. That's I don't know if you know, but they just upgraded the copyright law, I think last month, 2 months ago.
Yes, I know.
I from what I know, and because the copyright law that became law on the 5th of January 2000 came from my computer back in the early 90s. So I am very up to date with the copyright law, but nobody invited me. I, as a matter of fact,
Sorry. I have to break for news. I have to break for news, but you're free to call back if you want, but I have to break for news now. Okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alain, your host. We got the break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olain, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We are happy to have a wonderful, wonderful caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Shabab, what's happening, man? You all right?
Hey, good, man. Naughty, how are you?
I'm good. Listen, I hate to call in and chime in on your show because I got my show coming up right after you.
Please,
today, so I don't know if I would get to comment on this. And you got a very interesting topic.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call in because being an entertainer, stand-up comedian for the last 27 years, house comic in the Atlantis, but not only performing there, internationally as well. I know the criteria to perform internationally. You do not have to go through a United States entertainment board or union. All you have to do is provide your booking from where I was booking you. You go to the U.S. Embassy. You request a P-1 visa, which is a performance visa. I think it's about $750 to get it. The embassy is more than helpful to point you in the right direction if you're an entertainer because they're big on supporting the arts. So props to the U.S. Embassy because they always point you in the right direction. Once you pay for that P-1 visa, you provide your documentation where you're going to get a performance visa, and you got to render unto Uncle Sam what is Uncle Sam's in the form of taxation, you know, what they take out of your check for making your money. And I've done it for a multitude of years. You've been right here in Little Nassau and going all across the United States, perform it on a P-1 visa. Right. So your caller was wrong in that respect as far as behavior, performance, and entertainment.
Okay.
Now, as far as bringing in entertainers, I've also been part of one of the more successful comedy runs in the country as far as the Laugh Fest and the Love Fest brands brought to you by Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency. We've done about 16 Laugh Fest and 14 Love Fest. Love Fest is in February for Valentine, and Laugh Fest is in the summer for the August Holiday Monday weekend. And for every right. show, I've brought in foreign entertainers, and I've always ensured that we had Bahamian performers on the show to open up. And
right.
to bring them in, the requirement is you send your letter to the Musician and Entertainers Union, provided the artist you're bringing in doesn't have a police record. You pay whatever the union requires you to pay to process the paperwork. Then you have to get your documentation from immigration, your short-term work permits, ensure that that's paid, and your artist is good to go. In some cases, you have to reach out to the Films and Controls Board with a letter letting them know who you're bringing to the country. Normally, that's approved once you provide the proper documentation. So I must say that I've done that, my due diligence to make sure Bahamians perform. And as a comedian, I've been blessed to open up for some of the biggest names between the Atlantis and the Bahamar over the years, from the late John Weatherspoon to Bruce Bruce to Damon Wayans to the late Ralphie May. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, so we've always ensured that Bahamians perform. Do I feel the Bahamians should be on every concert to open up? Yes, I do. But that's up to the venue and up to whoever's booking it. But I just wanted to chime in and let Bahamian entertainers know that's the process to get your American documentation to perform in the States. I don't know what that booga booga raga raga ray ray he was running on with. Put the boogeyman back in the closet. It's not the case.
I appreciate you calling, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate
no problem,
that,
my brother. Thank you, and keep up the good
thank
work,
you, man.
We'll be playing on Friday. We going to old school on Friday?
We going to old school, but I got one little surprise for y'all.
All right, next time you dig in the crates, pull out some Bee Gees when you go old school on Friday. How about that?
Hey, Naughty, you wouldn't believe one of my sons. My son is 15 years old. One of his favorite people is the Bee Gees.
That young man got good taste, and he could put plenty of girls in college, I promise you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling.
Be safe, Chicago. Take care.
You too, man. And just to support what Naughty said, and I had this up before Naughty even called, right? I had it right up, and Naughty nailed it right on the head. This says, the appropriate visa type depends on several factors, but most entertainment professionals and their support crews will fit into the non-U.S. nationals with extraordinary abilities in the arts and essential support personnel, or E, performing artists / entertainment groups and essential support personnel work authorized visa classifications. These types of visas generally require a prospective U.S. employer or agent to file a petition with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services evidencing the employment in the U.S., and once approved, the performers and essential support crew members are applicable, are required to attend visa interviews at U.S. consular posts outside the U.S. to obtain the visa. That's just what Naughty was saying. Same thing. We just want you to know what the facts are, man. That's what's important. Know what the facts are so we don't get mixed up. And as Naughty indicated, he believes every opportunity a Bahamian should be able to be alongside, but he isn't saying the government should make this happen. He said the agent, the property, or whoever else is involved should get that done, you know. This text says, some Bahamian entertainers have been complaining about Jamaican artists coming into this country for a long time. I'm sure you've heard of it in passing, with Vybz Kartel scheduled to perform in Nassau May 2025. Some might have a problem with it. So the hotels bring in American artists for their international audience. Not sure how many Bahamians are able to go to Atlantis to see those American acts. Says Wendy just performed in the States recently. Maybe you can ask her. And they sent me a thingamabob Wendy noting her performance in the U.S. In the U.S. So I think... We all have a desire for Bahamians to thrive, find opportunity, and all that kind of stuff, right? Almost invariably, when we think about it, we go, the government should insist. And if you want to go that route, the government could. But Let me tell you something. Without fail, when the government has to play a significant role in anything, partisan politics is almost invariably going to... This isn't even to be malicious. This isn't even to say that our politicians are corrupt. That's nothing to do with it. You cannot operate in an environment where politicians depend on people to get elected, depend on people to go out there and be their generals and tell people that they should vote for them and do things to cause people to vote for them and do things to cause people to continue to support them. And then when those people say, I need, you expect the politician to fold his hand and say, oh, I gotta look out for everybody. I gotta look out for everybody. You know, human being on planet Earth is not going to consider the people that helped them get where they are. And since the people who helped to get them where they are were supporting their political cause, as in PLP, FNM, COI, whoever, they're gonna be partisan in their nature. So now, okay, yeah, I can look out for the Anatinas, but I can look out for this PLP Anatina though, and them PLP Anatinas. I can look out for this FNM Anatinas, and them FNM Anatinas and PLP Anatinas can be right there saying, oh, how come we could get work, but they can't get work? They could get work, but we can't get work. They can be rushed there with the crew. Still. Hold on, I didn't want nobody even try to tell me otherwise. Been there, done that, wrote, saw that story before. Why? Because you're getting politicians involved instead of your professionalism involved. When the professionals are involved, they're interested in, can you perform? Can you compel an audience? Can you really entertain the people? That's what makes room for you. Your politicians is involved. What's making room for you is your side me. Can you get my count a little bit too? But don't take my word for it, John. Any of these same entertainers around this place could tell you. They could tell you how when one party is in office, you get ostracized. When the next party is in office, you get okay. When and so forth. So they know how it go. They know how the income is flow, and depending on who in office, some opportunity come up. You think a PLP politician or FNM politician won here, a big opportunity showed up. I had to pick. And I picked the other man people. Yeah, if y'all want me to talk it in a way that would make you feel at rest about life, I could do that. But if you want me to speak the truth, sometimes that truth can't put you to rest. It's reality. You get politicians involved, you get partisanship involved, you get patronage involved. And any politician who run around this place talking about, now I could tell you there's some politicians who understand that even as you attempt to do for yours, you must ensure that you do not be unfair and leave out other people. There's some who will do that, but there's some folks, no sorry, Bob boy, they ain't even playing that nonsense. They taking care of theirs. This text says, you don't have a digital wallet, but you have a wallet with digital tools, starting with your debit card combined with the computer in your hand that they want the digital wallet to be installed in. Oh, I have no doubt about that, but I don't have a digital wallet. That's the point that I made. I do not. Poison said, you need a digital wallet. I don't have a digital wallet. I know I have digital tools, but that's like I have a computer. That doesn't mean, though, I have every accessory at a computer or every software application a computer has. I don't have a digital wallet, okay? So if my credit card ain't working, my debit card ain't working, they can't help me at the gas station in America. Cannot help me. I don't have no digital wallet. So their next revelation will be the government issuing a digital ID like the passport you now use, yeah. As an advanced adopter of technology, you should hear the grand revelations that people reach out to me with that would revolutionize the Bahamas and some say the world, but I have to agree to not steal their ideas. 99.999% of what they reveal to me is already in use, but they are unaware of And I asked them about their technology involvement now or in the past. They say they have none. it's Seattle now. So I say, that explains everything. And recommend a class in internet search after their metrics. That's just how I feel sometimes in economics, my boy. That's the feel the same way. I don't have a digital wallet. And I don't fault people who have digital wallets. I'm sure they are useful, but it's just I've not found yet any reason for me in particular to have use of one. Anyways, I the broader issue that I was drawing on with this here is this entertainment thing is, what is it that drives us in any area, whether it's entertainment or anywhere, any law or accounting? What is it in any area that drives us to say, one, we shouldn't have any more of them foreigners in it? Or we should control more how much foreigners we have in. What is it that troubles us in those areas and spaces? If you are a Jamaican artist and you come in here to sing, as an example, like, not even just on. Is a Jamaican artist sitting down in Jamaica going to perform in the Bahamas? And he's going to do what? He's going to call up a place and say, you know, I want to perform in your place. Could I rent your place? And then he's going to go to the radio stations and say, I need to promote this concert I'm having, so I need to buy some airtime from y'all. And he's going to go to some people and say, I have some tickets I need you all to sell for me, so can you carry this inside your store? Well, how does that work? Or is it more likely that a Bahamian that is in the promotion business says, boy, I'm looking for my next promotion. Boy, I hear this one is doing well. Up-and-coming artist, ain't nobody really know him like that, but the up-and-coming artist, I mean, they starting to know him. And I want to get him. And so they call the artist and they say, you know, I'm interested in having a concert with you. Are you interested? And so forth and so forth. And then they got to say, okay, and the guy say yes, or the girl say yes. And so then they got to put a program together. Now, so they put the program together. They say, well, who's going to be entertaining the crowd before our main attraction comes on? And then they think, oh, let's get another Jamaican artist. Let's get another Jamaican. You in the Bahamas, though. You ain't have a Bahamian you could do. No, they. And then they decide however they're going to do it. Then they go to the various musician, whoever association they have to go to the government to make an application for the permit and do all the kind of things. Is that not the way it is normally happening versus someone just deciding that they are going to come? Which one is it? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon. Let me give you a little bit of a history as to how we have ended up where we are today. Back in the early 70s, when a Bahamian group was booked to do 26 city tours with Marvin Gaye and the like, the American Federation of Musicians took the position that no Bahamian group would be allowed to travel with Marvin Gaye because they should use local or American acts to travel on that tour because Marvin Gaye was the attraction. As a result of that, the then Minister of Labor, Mr. Clifford Darling, the Honorable Clifford Darling, the late Clifford Darling, he took a position that if Bahamians could not perform in the United States, American artists would not be allowed to come to the Bahamas. We then created what we call an exchange program between the Americans and the Canadians and the Bahamian artists. This is when Tibor Rudas was producing the cabaret shows on Paradise Island. As a result of that, many of us Bahamian artists had the opportunity to travel to the United States, to Canada, and other places as an exchange program where those artists from those countries were coming to the Bahamas. Fast forward about 20 years ago, when places like Atlantis and other mega resorts would bring in these mega artists, they would not hire Bahamian artists because they said Bahamian artists are not going to draw anyone and the tourists don't know them. So the position was taken and the practice was a mega foreign artist to the country, you would be obligated to present a top Bahamian artist so that they could get the exposure, one, to the visitors, and two, to be able to make some money based on the event that you're bringing in this international artist. So that has been the practice. Then the government took the position that they will invite the union at the time, Bahamas Musicians and Entertainers Union, to be the person to kind of watchdog, so that whenever these artists came, they had to get a letter. The promoters or producers had to get a letter from the union, so that the union would say, we have no disagreement. However, you would need to hire Bahamian artists of this ilk or blah, blah, blah to be a part of the opening act. But that has dwindled. And over the years, without getting into too many details, because this is a major issue for us right now in the entertainment industry, you have unscrupulous people who are cutting all kinds of deals and not protecting the interests of the Bahamian artists. So it got to the point where the international artists would come. They will hire a Bahamian artist to come and say to some, sing along to some track and say they're hiring Bahamian artists. We have to protect our industries as the Bahamas government protects other industries, like the lawyers, for example, like the accountants and other doctors, for example. The point that we're making, Mr. Lang, is simply, unless the government of the Bahamas provide the opportunity for local artists, we will not get any consideration. There are mega properties in this country today that are hiring foreign artists and Bahamian artists are being fired.
Can I ask you a question? Is this the great Fred Monnings?
It is Fred Monnings, yeah.
Oh man, listen, it's a pleasure, sir. Pleasure. Thank you for calling, right? You mentioned the policy that fell away in terms of having to get a letter from the unions.
That's correct.
To be. So you're saying that fell away as well?
No, that still happens today.
Okay,
but,
so
but
it
I'm
is still a...
I'm also saying to you, Mr. Lang, and this is the part that I'm going to be very careful when I say it.
I think I got your implication, but I wanted you to be a little clearer.
You got
while
the drift,
being careful,
right?
While you're being careful.
You got the drift, and you know... I don't want to defame anybody, but we have failed. Let me just say that. As some of us in the entertainment industry
right.
to do what we have to do to protect ourselves, because you have some unscrupulous people that supposedly representing us, as you have some unscrupulous politicians who are supposed to be representing
yes.
us.
So you didn't say this. You didn't say this. So I'm saying this. So you didn't say this. So because conceivably, someone could get a letter that didn't represent the interests of the industry.
Absolutely. It's happening every day.
Okay.
I'm saying we are actively addressing it. You may have seen something on the news recently from the United Artists of Bahamas Union, where we are asking the government through the Immigration Department and through the Labor Department to investigate these things so that we can bring some kind of respect to the Bahamian artists in our country. Mr. Lang, I can tell you for the last 50 years in this industry, we have regressed from my father's days to today. We have gone backwards. we have not protected,
let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Your father,
yes.
yourselves and others, who really did something in the world, right?
Yeah.
Whether that was him or it was, Brother Seymour, the Obeah man. Or,
Tony McKay.
Tony McKay. Yeah, and others, right? We know. They
Chico Clay and the light from the great Grand Bahama. You know, I should love to come to Grand Bahama and work with the likes of Chico Clay and Wendell Stewart.
Yes, the list goes on. So they went and they did phenomenal things in the world, right? In a circumstance where you could help me, correct me if I'm wrong, where they weren't protected, were they?
To some degree, you know, because
help me understand that.
Yeah, back in here's where I believe the country has gone wrong. Back in the day of my dad, as you very well know, 90% of the entertainment outside of the hotels were owned by Bahamians. For example, the Cat and Phil nightclub, the Zanzibar, the Silver Slipper, and the Conch Shell, and the Oasis, and the Jungle Club. We had like 40, 50 nightclubs operating consistently in the Bahamas. What has happened, Brother Lang, and you as an economist would understand this, we have failed to protect the nightclub industry. We have been calling for the last 30 years, me personally and others, for us to create an entertainment encouragement act, which will give us the same kinds of concessions. And I know as the former Minister of State for Finance, you can challenge me, but that's okay. We can have that conversation where we will have the right to, and the concessions that are given to mega resorts and hotels, etc., so that we can invest in the entertainment industry. We have called for this.
Firstly, let me say, you'd be surprised. I would not challenge you. And in fact, Ingram and I had those discussions about doing so.
And I think that at some point when you were minister, you and I may have had some discussions along.
Absolutely, we did. If I'm not mistaken, that was around the Great Recession time too.
Absolutely. When we were thinking, Al Cawley and myself and Theresa Ingram.
That's right. When we were thinking. Absolutely. And so I would absolutely support such a concession for entertainers. I mean, meeting certain criteria for the entertainment establishment, you know.
And it will encourage private sector people to invest in the industry.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Let me tell you something, as you very well know. People like myself and my brothers and T. Coke and others, we've competed with the world, man. We don't have no problem with competing with the world. We know we are the most talented people in the world.
That's what I wanted to get to, though. Because
yes, we are.
When I was talking about what your father and others did, and I was saying they weren't protected, I wasn't talking about what they did locally. I was talking about the renown they were able to establish internationally.
You know, Count Basie, who used to live in Grand Bahama, Mr. Lang.
I surpass this house often. And know his daughter.
He said, Freddie, I used to ask your band came to the Cat and Phil because his band was better than mine. He told me this personally. So what I'm saying, that's why I said in some regards, we the entertainers have fallen down. But we haven't gotten the help, man. We need the government to take a position. I'm going to leave you on this because I know you got other callers. When these heads of agreements are signed, and I believe you and I, when you were Minister of State, had this conversation.
Yeah, we did. We had this conversation.
These foreigners, listen, you shall not use your best efforts, because that's the way it's worded now. You must have a presence of Bahamian experience on your property. That's not asking too much if I'm going to give you millions, sometimes millions of dollars in concession. We're saying if you're going to have 30 restaurants, let one of them be authentically Bahamian, and let one of them provide Bahamian entertainment on your property. And we will pay the rent, but let us have that opportunity. Because you don't want the visitors to leave your property. You got the all-inclusive. You're telling them if they leave, we can't guarantee your safety. Well, they can't guarantee their safety in New York either.
Yeah, but in New York, ain't nobody telling nobody what they have to have on their property. The government said he isn't.
So, and they're not trying to hold you hostage. As a matter of fact, in New Orleans, where I go very regularly, there is no entertainment in the hotels per se.
Yeah.
You have to go out and enjoy the nightclubs and the restaurants, et cetera.
And that's my thing, though. That's my thing is when you have compelling entertainment options outside of the hotel property. I am not staying in a hotel, man.
But that's my point. But listen, Brother Lang, again, I say, property down on Coral Harbor, right? Me and some friends called the Spotlight Lounge. Mm-hmm. And I know I don't want you to charge me for this because this ain't no ad. I'm just giving you an
example. No, man, go ahead.
But we have not gotten one red cent or concession from our government. All of the equipment that I brought in for that, for over $100,000 worth of equipment, we had to pay duty on. But if Bahama or one of the other mega resorts bring that same equipment in, they get it in duty free.
You know what your problem is?
Yes, sir.
You should have become a licensee at the port.
Anyway, my brother, listen, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you very much. Thank you for the history. Thank you for the perspective.
Conversation. But the industry needs help, and the government needs to step in and not create protectionism, but at least give us a fighting chance.
I got you, man. Thank you very much. Well said. Thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, good for you.
You've asked for it, and so I am back. Kendanie Campbell-Moss with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30.
Babe! You mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Hey guys, this Friday, September 13th, Dunkin' is celebrating you on Customer Appreciation Day. On this special day, we're honoring our beloved founder, George Myers, in the sweetest way possible. All day, with every drink purchase, you'll get 5 free munchkins, George's favorite treat. Thank you for being part of the Dunkin' family. So, mark your calendar for Friday, September 13th. Swing by Dunkin' and grab your favorite drink and enjoy 5 free munchkins on us because we appreciate you.
Offer valid only on Friday, September 13th. Thank you for choosing Dunkin'.
Bahamas, are you ready?
Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group along with Alpha Sounds presents
the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year.
Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby,
Mama D,
Fanshawe,
Shine,
242,
The Falcons,
and more.
More mark your calendars and go to Super Club Breezes Ground. Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com or both Beauty Shack locations. General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Skypods also available. For more info, call 394-0819 or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com. Experience the magic once again with more legends for one night only. Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Mass. Rake and Scrape Explosion Reloaded.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We have a text here that says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I sent you belated birthday greetings from another phone, but I don't think you got them. I wish you many more years of happy, healthy, and prosperous births. May God continue to bless you. There's no one like a mother. Please give her my love, nurse. I think I did read your greetings, nurse. I believe I did. This says, Mr. Lang, some Bahamians are always feeling threatened. I don't know why. We are a small nation and we just fight all the time. So it provides us with an opportunity to showcase our artists and they make some money, nurse. Okay. That's true. This text says, you need a digital wallet in this global village. Don't you realize the world has gone digital? Don't tell nobody, let nobody hear you say that no more, Z. Man, you need your support. Because you ain't hear what I say. let me leave that, man. Say, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. That was a great conversation you had with Mr. Munnings. Yeah, Mr. Munnings, he's passionate about the industry. He has a great lineage. They have great talent in their family grouping. And I respect him. I respect him and I respect his place and space in our country and in the culture that we have. You know, listen, some of the most fantastic, most memorable experiences I've had with watching Bahamian artists perform. I'm gonna give you all some of them. These happened to me, okay? I remember watching Jay Mitchell perform. I know Jay Mitchell's song. Jay Mitchell is from Grand Bahama, so we know Jay Mitchell, right? But I walked into the British Colonial Hotel and I was doing something and I went upstairs. I was staying at the hotel at the time. And I walked downstairs, I heard this performer performing. And I said, but that sounds familiar. I think I know that person. And it was Jay Mitchell. And as I recall it, Jay was dressed and it seemed like white, all white, as I recall it. And listen to me, man. Jay Mitchell was performing and all in my head was I watched Teddy Pendergrass perform this way. And he was so compelling. I stood there and I watched him. This was a sit down bar area they have in the British Colonial Hilton there. And so I was on the stair, upper level, watching him perform. Outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. Jay Mitchell. On another occasion, I had the opportunity to watch Sonny Johnson perform. Sonny Johnson performed. He sang a number of songs. I can't remember where it was. This was in Freeport, though. One of the songs he sang was My Way. Oh, my gosh. The great Sonny Johnson. I awesome experience. On another occasion, a number of Bahamian artists, I was the minister responsible for youth at the time, went to Minneapolis to perform. And Ronnie Butler and a number of artists were there. Made me proud to be there, watch them perform. On one occasion, I went to Canada, and if there was something going on in Canada, and a number of people, international artists performed. One of those artists was KB. Let me tell you all something. Thousands of people was out there, and KB had them wrapped right around his fingers. And I stood there and I thought to myself, a proud Bahamian I am watching this happen today. I enjoyed it thoroughly, not just pride. I just, this man sang a ballad and I just enjoyed it. Watch Sweet Emily perform out there by Arawaki. Oh, sugar. Watch the Singing Prophet perform. I watched the Singing Prophet perform when big names, Bahamian and the Bahamian entertainment scene. And when the Singing Prophet was finished, man, listen, whoever combined them, I felt sorry for them. So Bahamian artists have great appeal locally and internationally. Now let's be real, like where we may be big here, we may not be big elsewhere. Right? Some people big elsewhere and they may not be big here. They ain't all blow up like that's all of us seriously, our Bahamian artists can't draw no big crowd. That's a fact. Cannot do it. Some can draw big crowds. I was in Ibaraki, Japan, doing a course on one occasion. I'm driving the bus on my way from downtown to the center where I was staying. And all I hear them say something in Japanese and Bahama. And when Bahama song came on, who let the dogs out? Well, you should see the Japanese. And I said to myself, I wanted these people to hide from the same place these people who they listening to from. So we can do big things. I might as well tell you, if Bahamian artists do big things, generally speaking, their industry, it will not be because the government made it so. And you should thank God that's going to be the case. It will not be because the government made it so. The government can and may provide some lubricant for the wheel of Bahamian entertainment and provide the significant parts for that wheel. That's on the gift, talent, and might I say, entrepreneurship of the Bahamian entertainers. That's where that will come. And until you are more reliant on the gifts, the talents, and the entrepreneurship of the Bahamian artist, that big burst of something is not likely to occur. We got to pay our respects to our sponsors and then take this final break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up, folks. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You've asked for it, and so I am back. Kendani Campbell-Moss with Kenny's Corner. Let's talk about everything that makes your heart jump and makes you want to tingle. The radios are going to be set an absolute blaze. Tuesday, 6:30, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Kenny's Corner, ladies. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Tuesdays at 6:30.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio 90.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. For these remaining moments, if you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Mr. Lang, don't forget, just got paid Saturday by Lil Johnny Kemp. Yeah, I know all the good performers from the 60s and 70s and right through the years. Jay Mitchell, like the young people would say, off the chain. I just love KD, Sweet Emily, and all of them. Yeah, man, Damon, Otis, you know, they got it going on. They got it going on, and so I think this discussion that they are needs to also ensure that it doesn't make Bahamian artists seem like subpar entities, you know. I mean, we sometimes use our smallness as a crutch. You know, we sometimes use our smallness to suggest that this is why all kinds of things are happening to us, but I don't believe that. I believe that you could have a gift from a small country and it could blow you up and make you a very wealthy person. And we've seen that happen from many countries in the world, right? So I don't buy this victim sometimes sentimentality that seems to play itself out in our appeals for consideration right? I agree with exposure. I agree that people need exposure. I mean, but I don't think you should speak of exposure merely as a Bahamian thing. I think you should talk about exposure as a talent thing for a Bahamian, right? Because I say you blow up and you are asking for someone to open for you. It isn't a simple matter to simply say, oh, just get me a Bahamian to open up for me. They could be talented, but it might be that that level of talent isn't what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something more, and I should have a say in the level of me. Right? Anybody would do that. Who is mindful? That's like saying you have a restaurant and someone say you have to have this cooked for you. Really? I have to have that cooked for me? What if that cook can't do for me what I want done? Now the government just told me how to run my business and try to affect that business. So I just think we ought to have the discussion that we are having, but have it with a little some different emphases. That's what I you know. But in the end, man, listen, I wish him the best for all these great artists we have, and may your gifts and talent take you as far as they can take you. Is my prayer. All right. And see, because you know what I always find interesting is when people blow up, right, and they're making all their money, they don't come to the government and say, you know, it's you who cost me to make this money, you know. So could I give you half of it? Could I give you a quarter of it? No. So we'll say that or do that. Not even go to a school or something and say, can I give you a quarter of this? None. And you see them do it in the United States of America. Some of them only do it because they got tax breaks that attach to it. I'm not saying all. I said some. Nobody says, oh, you know why I became a big-time businessman and go out and make all this money? Because the government gave me a concession. Nobody goes back and say, yeah, I have some of this money. Yeah, I don't even want to pay your taxes. But when you ain't making it, oh, because the government wouldn't help me. This text said, what would you like foreigners to do to help bring exposure to Bahamian artists? What would I like foreigners to do? I wouldn't like foreigners to do anything. I believe a Bahamian artist should do all they could do to get exposure for themselves. When you're in the United States of America as a budding artist, you don't get any help from the government. And that's a big country you have to now try to get exposure from. Some of people like Jay-Z and them run tapes and tracks out the back trunk of their car. And word of mouth blow them up. I don't want a foreign artist to do anything for Bahamian artists. I want a Bahamian artist to do it for themselves. And some have. I'm sorry, you asking the wrong person that. All these Bahamians who are out there struggling in their businesses, struggling to make their businesses something. Shouldn't a foreigner come and rescue them? So come on, man. Please, grow up. Grow up. This is where you are. This is where you've landed. And this is where you must do your work. So they were the good old days. This text says, millionaires didn't get millions by relying on government. They become millionaires by discipline. Absolutely. Absolutely. And all this bunch of... I hate this weakness so many of us show in our neediness for government. Yeah, the government has a role to play, man. Don't question about it. But oh my God, it's disgusting that we don't understand the power of our own personal ability. It disgusts me. Anyway, y'all do well. God bless. You've been listening to Z Live. He spares our life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care. Cold or warm, sun, you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel.